Idiosyncrasy.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon. And now, joining us permanently as our woman is Jared. Maggie, also known as Trash Maggie. Jared!
Jared!
Jared! He's the woman now!
He's the woman now.
We actually took him out to a site, shot him in the head.
we took Jared out behind the shed and just...
Yeah. Bang.
We think about the rabbits, Jared. We took Lucille.
Lucille.
What kind of eel is it?
A loose eel.
You lost an eel?
There's a bee?
Loose eel?
So DJ sent us a video in the other group chat. A guy who has an eel farm in his basement. It's just I don't remember what it is, but it's some like floodgate thing. And he's just got like a few stepping stones and he's got like 12 eels.
The basement is like flooded.
Yeah.
He's
got like three spotted eels. One of them's named Josh.
God. Yes.
And then I don't remember the other two's names. They were something, Gar.
Garfunkel?
It wasn't Garfunkel.
How do we have two
that
names
was
like
so,
that?
So differently.
The guy from Smurfs or the guy who makes Smurf music?
His name is Gilgamesh.
That's what I said.
No, Gilgamesh is the...
Isn't one of them
Eternal.
The Indian...
Is the Eternal, the Marvel character, and also like a biblical character, but that's less
also,
important.
Isn't he like a Hindu god?
Yeah, that's less important.
Marvel guy.
Gargamel. Okay.
Yes, Jesus, my favorite Marvel character.
Yeah, no, Gargamel's the one that's trying to fuck Smurfette.
Yeah, I thought so. Don't question me on
Garchomp.
My Smurf lore.
One of their names was Garchomp.
Garchomp.
That's a Pokemon.
That's a
Pokemon.
That's a Pokemon.
That's a Pac-Man.
That's a Pac-Man. Anyway, let's get into the music for this week.
Oh, fuck.
Given that, Landon, do you want to start?
Oh, fuck.
Forgot that's a thing.
We haven't done it in a while, so I have a couple songs.
All right.
Song number one, Making Plans for Nigel. Course by XTC.
And for Nigel, what are his plans, Landon?
Whatever's best for him.
Oh, okay.
if it makes him happy, you know what I'm
makes
saying?
Him happy.
My next song is going to be Bluebeard by Cocktail Twins.
Bluebeard.
Is that two words?
Yeah, one word.
Because two words is by a group called Band of Horses.
Sure.
Band of Horses. Horses can have beer.
they can.
Interesting.
They can have a little bit of beer.
As a treat.
As long as it's not like 2 to 3 like pints a week or a day or something, they're fine.
Isn't that also like...
I am going to make an alcoholic horse. That's like generally the going rate for humans.
That's like gunshots are not good for horses.
They can't survive like more than one gunshot.
Yeah.
Especially on a critical organ.
Busted in Blue.
Laying down for too long.
Busted in Blue by Gorillaz.
Gorilla.
All right.
And then my last song. Let's do Across the Universe by the B-Tails. Because that's all that my fucking radio played this entire fucking trip.
Really Across annoying. The Stars by John Williams and the London
Symphony
Orchestra.
Did I say that?
I think you did. I think you said that.
I didn't. No, I didn't say that.
Did you know Across the Stars is samples Leia's theme from A New Hope?
Are you saying something?
All right.
Sorry, that was mean. What were you saying, Trey?
No, it's okay.
I'm being a nerd about
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. I listened. Across the Stars samples the song from, or Leia's song from
Because that's
you sang something.
Because that's
New Hope.
Because that's Anakin and Leia's or Padme's love theme, and it samples Leia's theme and from one of the old original trilogies.
Man, I have a lot of wall in this house.
Maggie, what are your songs?
So one of mine is "Dirty Water" by the Standells.
Dirty water. Bigger, bigger, bigger,
No.
No.
I love that dirty water.
That's literally what
living in East Palestine. Be like,
Boston, you're my home.
Actually, something just happened in Philadelphia too. Just got like a bunch of like latex or something dumped in their river.
Philadelphia, these nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Up.
I'm done. Jared, I need you to fill in for me.
Jared.
Permanently. I can't wait for Jared to just be in this call with us and just be absolutely silent.
It's just like in the black void that Discord has.
Funny little producer like, guy.
Funny little guy.
Funny little producer guy. My next song, Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be.
Funny thing, I was with my mom yesterday, their like cover song album came on, like one of their covers. I don't remember which
Africa.
One. And she went, no.
Enter Sandman.
What is a I don't remember.
Africa. Yep, we'll just say
it that. Wasn't Africa.
Enter Sandman?
I would be able to say there. If it was Africa. It was not Africa.
I was there. I was in Africa myself. I know.
I bless the ring on
Africa. But like she turned to me and she goes, did they do anything original? I was like,
no, not really.
What?
Even their originals, not original.
Happy Together. It was Happy Together.
Oh,
damn. I'd never actually realized they covered them.
The Turtles.
They did a whole ass.
Yeah. Their whole, that whole Teal album that they have, it's all just covers.
Really?
All covers.
Yeah, all the songs on that whole album are just covers.
It's Africa, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Sweet Dreams,
Billie Jean,
Happy Together, Paranoid, Mr. Blue Sky, No Stop, Billie Jean, Stand By Me.
We're just trying to eat my dinner. Sorry, I wasn't yelling at you.
You know you like yelling at women, but what the fuck, Trey?
Stop yelling at Weezer cover names! You know, Maggie, you know he's sensitive about that. Weezer.
I think you're the one sensitive about Weezer.
I fucking hate Weezer.
Case in point.
But I'm going to be seeing them in like 2 months.
God, you're just hate watching them at this point. Stop eating my dinner.
My third song is Salamander by Deco 27.
Oh, shit.
What was your next step after that?
I don't know. I was trying to put her in air jail. Next step, Salamander. Those were the words I got out of that.
Salamander by Deco 27. Landon said next step. After
Salamander.
I said my song.
By Gecko.
Deco. D-E-C-O.
Not Therapy Gecko by Lyle Drescher.
Stop doing this joke.
No,
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm not the only one that hasn't recovered from this trip fully yet. Yeah, sweet Jesus.
We're awful.
Yeah.
I've had jet lag all week from that fucking trip.
Yep, that's what that is.
That's what that is.
Trey?
Yeah, what's up?
That's not jet lag.
Oh god.
I think you're just tired.
Oh god.
It's a drive lag.
It's a drive lag. That's a
car lag.
That's a 2014 Ford Escape lag.
The joke will survive. The joke will continue on. So, yes, context-wise, all of us were in Massachusetts for the weekend for PAX for like 10 minutes.
Boston.
Yeah.
Wait, Maggie, are those your songs?
You were there for like 10 minutes.
I was there for
more.
Like 4 hours. yeah, those are my three songs.
Okay. I am going to do Northern Attitude by Noah Kahan.
What? What are you doing?
Show me your hand.
Okay. So Northern Attitude by Noah Kahan. Up the Wolves by the Mountain Goats.
These are all bands that you would listen to.
Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart.
Trey lists music he listens to. You.
These are all songs
you would listen to.
Yeah.
And The Mute by Radical Face. I spared you because I could have put all this fucking shit in the Boston playlist. I did not.
You should have.
I had to listen to full Beatles albums for you.
That was the fucking point.
That was the fucking point.
Why are you white? Okay. Why are you white?
Why are you white?
Because for some reason my dark mode isn't on.
Dark mode.
Dark mode. All right, so yeah, we were all in Boston last week.
Yes, we were back on the bus going. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It was very much fun.
It was a lot.
Trey was pissed off the entire
time. There was a good portion of the trip where I was just upset. Definitely my fault. I completely underestimated actually how much walking around we would be doing.
Yeah.
It's healthy though. It's good.
It's good.
I wanted to die.
It's good. That means you're good. Good. You're dying.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Love the just single cat tail.
Yeah.
Resting on the pillow that eventually.
Well, there's also a single cat with the cat tail.
No.
No, just the tail.
Just the cat tail.
Porsche. No. Porsche. But you know, it was fun.
He's like. Let me see if I can angle it towards my bed a little bit. She's like. Resting her paws on the headboard of my bed, looking at the window.
Thank you.
That's exactly. She's just.
But no, Boston was a ton of fun. We did do a lot of walking. We could have done even more.
Could have done so
much more. Which we should have.
Which actually, my mom and I just walked the Freedom Trail yesterday.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It was
we should have done it. We're doing that next year. So Trey.
Well,
next year I'll be more fucking prepared. Yeah, no.
this was planned out
like a month in advance, pretty much.
Oh yeah, we were
like I had,
last minute.
Yeah, it was.
You could have done a lot of walking in the month.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
What do you mean no? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Anyways. No. Next year we're bringing a wheelchair.
a little like the red wagons that
keep yeah, the red flyer wagons
and like you know since everything's on a decline since it's a little bit of a hilly area
falling out
once I let go you're gone.
Bye Trey.
Bye. Oh. But yeah, we were drunk the entire time, which was really fun. Trey got me fucked up.
I got him fucked up.
You fucked up.
Yeah, we were playing a funny little drinking game, and Trey made me chug alcohol.
See, in my defense, I thought I was going to make you both chug the alcohol.
So not only would you have fucked up one person, you would have fucked up two people.
Yeah.
How does that... I think that's more on the offense, Trey.
Okay, in my offense. I was trying to kill two people that night.
So you got off. Yeah. But no, it was fun. My leg hair got pulled a lot.
It did.
A lot more than I thought, but like, like I knew
there was a normal amount that you expected, and it got exceeded.
Oh no, I was definitely expecting some leg hair or you know toe pulling.
What was that last one?
I heard toe pulling.
Toe pulling. Pulling of the toes. Pull. And.
Pull.
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 Yeah. And I got
Bucky,
double the amount.
Where are you at, Bucky? If you're listening to this podcast, which you will not be.
We should have told Bucky about the podcast.
We should
have. What if we ran up to Bucky and he was like, holy shit. Are you the idiosyncrasies guy?
Are you the captain of idiosyncrasies?
Is that ThinkLink 99? Is that the Trash Mangle? Holy shit! Oh, is that Crunchy there? Rocks?
Why did you get the pole guy?
Yeah, you're the pole guy. One of these days we will be recognized on the streets.
One of these days we'll go to PAX to have meet and greets.
Meet.
Wow.
We will have meat. We will have meat.
And it will be greet.
Do we have meat?
No.
Does it look like an
RV? I lost mine in Vietnam.
Gender diff. Up top. Oh, well, there goes the camera.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't want to touch my camera.
What the fuck?
I burped. I forgot that I'm using this new mic, and it just picks up everything.
Oh, that was man. Just like still in your chest.
Just in my throat. That did not leave my throat.
Jared says, just create your own Star Wars talk panel and apply to Closer Cons. Easy peasy.
No, don't go to Closer Cons.
Oh.
Come to the one that's closer to me.
No.
Yep, because
you come closer up. There's more of us here.
Yeah, but you guys live in Flat, Ohio.
We do live in
Flat, Ohio. The entire way there and back, it was just, I'm moving out here.
Yeah. And I had I'm still kind of dealing with it, like, really bad. It's almost like a relocation depression. I'm just everything out here is so colorless. Everything is fucking gray.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, where's the mountains? Why can't I see that far? I'm like, wait, that's normal for me. You know,
why can I see so far? Yeah. No, don't go to Florida.
No, that's where like all the meth is.
That's where retired people go.
That's where retired
that's where people go to die.
Welcome to Florida. You ain't going anywhere else.
No, you're going nowhere.
Sorry, Joel. Wow. Okay. I read your name.
Whoa! All
right. All right. Change your fucking username. Sorry, that was really hostile, Oak. I'm sorry.
Me and Oak out here just doxing ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Crunchy. That's my
given name. Legal name.
Yeah, that's my government name.
But no, I agree. Living out here is wonderful just for the visuals that you get.
Colossal Con, early June, by the way. Yeah, let's go to Colossal Con's fun as fuck. I agree. We should go. Maggie, get ready. June.
Is it on a weekend?
June? That's two months.
Yeah.
Okay, I still have a job that I work that I just took off 2 to 3 days.
Yeah,
during tax season. The busiest season for a tax firm.
Yeah, I'm not doing.
And I also.
I'm conned out for the rest of the fucking year.
Nah.
Or at least until I get my fucking vacation time, I'm conned out. But
just quit.
No.
Okay.
As long as we do it on a weekend, I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Oh. So you can only quit on the weekends. Okay. Idiot. You don't work on the weekends. What the fuck did you just send me?
Landon made up an entire narrative in his head and then got mad at us.
What the fuck did you just send me, Trey?
Me?
Yeah, what did you just send me? What is this?
What do you mean? I haven't... What?
Why did you send me Aunt Tifa's Glue Gang 9000? What the fuck is Aunt Tifa's Glue Gang 9000?
Did I send you that?
Wait, why are you being invited to Aunt
Yeah,
Tifa?
Why? I didn't send you that.
Yeah, you did, and through my funny little Discord DMs, yeah.
Just
Why
now?
Why are you being invited to Aunt Tifa?
I mean, if we're talking about, like, Final Fantasy Tifa?
No. Well, yes, that's, like,
yes,
where it comes
but no.
from, but...
What? Yeah, what yeah, the hell?
Yeah, why did you just invite him to Aunt
Literally
Tifa?
Today at 7:58.
You don't even talk in there anymore.
No, literally today.
Can I join? Even...
What I
the
mean,
fuck?
Yeah, join.
Sure,
I don't think you know anybody in
yeah,
there.
You would not know anybody in there.
Have you talked to Evan and Scott?
He once.
I think we played, like, Valorant with them once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
when you tried to play Valorant on your fucking...
Why is their profile picture, I love hole?
There's a lot of lore for that fucking channel.
There's so much lore for Aunt Tifa.
Yeah, let me look at... Because they get some big-ass names in there.
In Aunt Tifa?
Yeah. They get some big-ass names, like Dupe Lover...
Miku Lover?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hang on, what? Are you a lover in that?
Yeah, I think I'm Greg Lover. Or maybe I'm just Greg, since I've rejoined recently.
Yeah.
I lost my lover privileges.
I do not see you on here.
I'm in there. Okay. I didn't leave again.
You're Twink Link Trey, but spelt with an A.
Oh. Yeah, that checks out.
And that's Mountain Dew Lover 1312 is Wormy.
Wemmy. Wormy, sorry. Yeah.
Wormbo.
I'm Miku Lover 1312 Maggie.
I really have to hide that I love hole because it looks like a fucking like Discord porno.
It's from an anime.
Holes?
That's a movie starring Shia LaBeouf.
That's a movie starring Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf?
I smell like beef.
I smell like beef.
Trey does have ties into Antifa. He was knocking over cars and spraying grandmas in the face and making out with dogs and making out with buildings.
Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say
you missed. Were there for that, but no, that was all in the car. That was all. That was like car ride up and then car ride back. That did not get into Boston.
That was before we even got Wemmy.
That was pre Wemmy, and then that just did not get said at all. The entirety of Massachusetts, and then immediately we got into the car, leaving, knocking down buildings, knocking over grandmas, making out with dogs.
Yeah, and spray painting grandmas in the face.
And spray painting grandmas and.
Well, we were talking about anarchism for some reason.
Okay.
And we just started making out with dogs.
The natural progression of things.
Yeah, the pipeline.
Okay.
You would understand.
You wouldn't get it.
No, she would.
My drive home during that was just the B movie.
Okay, so...
Yeah, you made the absolute worst mistake by calling Landon and telling him that your car reads out those fucking messages. You should have waited till you got home to do that, because then he wouldn't have
But
fucking...
I got to hear the B movie.
So while we were driving... So Cody was driving my car, so I got time to relax. In the meantime, Maggie was just blowing my phone up with, like, funny little characters, and I was
driving.
Yeah. He was driving.
I didn't start
blowing up your phone with the funny little characters until
was that later? I don't fucking know. I was paying attention to, I don't know, life. And anyways, so anyways, Maggie's messaging me, and then she tells me that her phone is reading, or like the car is reading her messages to her over the speaker, correct?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's fucking dumb of her to say that. So I just started spamming words. first it started with Twink, that was a big one, and then it was something about
kill bite.
Then I was like, hey, would you want to read my audiobook that I was writing? And then I was just and she was like, sure. Okay, I was like, okay, here's the first part. It was like the first like maybe three or four pages of the B movie. Yeah. And then she was like, well, is there more? I'm like, well, here's part two. And I think we got to
I got to the point where I got exactly to You Like Jazz, and I had to stop. It was putting me to sleep.
And I was thinking to myself, what if she didn't stop and it actually made her go to sleep? I would have killed her. That would have been on my hands. That would have been on my hands. How would I explain that to the police? Yeah, I just sent her the entire B movie's manuscript via text,
and her car read it to her aloud.
Yeah, and her car read it to her, and somehow that was assisted homicide on my part. And then what was that? Tuesday morning. It's like maybe like 8 or something like that. And I sent her the Bible.
The Bible.
The entire Bible. And it bricked. I don't think it went through.
It did not. I did not get a single message until you sent me the screenshot of your black screen.
It bricked my phone. It bricked my phone. I took a, like, all I saw was a black screen. I literally had to screenshot it and it sent to my iPad. And I had to send my iPad, like, through messages, what I was seeing on my screen. I literally had to reset my phone. And it's just bullshit that I can't share the fucking, I can't share the good word.
It is literally just a black
screen. That's what my phone was.
Get ready for this. Holy shit, I tried sending the Bible. It broke my phone.
Yeah, because I was like, I was like, do you want to see the Bible? And she's like, not really. And I was like, get ready for this. Oh shit, we got a like. Now we have 2 likes.
You're wow.
Whoa! Harsh.
Can we do that funny little Germa thing where he's like, "Where the banana bros?"
We're the banana bros. Yeah,
we're the banana bros. Oh, for every single like we get, we actually sing the like song. Don't know what it is. Somebody else sing the like song. You're muted.
There was sound. There was sound. I heard
Damn it.
I heard
it. Like, how long can we just sit in silence while you wait for me to unmute my mic?
I was like, I heard a fucking slam on the table.
I don't know what happened. My headset just stopped working.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can hear you guys now.
Oh, okay.
I had to turn it off and turn it back on again. Landon, you're not even lighting up for me. You're gonna gaslight me. Is it a bit?
The Bible.
No. The Bible.
Never the Bible. A bit.
I'm the
fucking
devil.
Unbelievable. I can't even Bible. Share. I can't even share the good word.
No, with my friend. You can't.
Yeah, I just said that. Jesus bricked my phone.
Jesus bricked my phone.
Aren't there like, isn't there like a mini Bible you can get to put in the wallet of the iPhone?
Sure. Anyways, so. Oh shit, I pissed you off with that one. Oh. The slow ahead rise. Oh fuck. I love being. I'll gaslight you, baby.
I was literally just about to type that in chat.
I love this community.
I am so proud of this community.
Gaslighting is fun.
Gaslighting is so fun.
Gaslighting is fun.
Gaslighting is cool.
Anyway, check out the store at carcrashstore.com.
We need new merch.
We do need new merch.
We need women. We need women.
We need women merch.
Women.
Hey, everybody. So, okay. That's enough of that.
If it wouldn't ruin everything on Trey's side, I would kick you right now.
Like,
you better thank Trey for him as a person.
Like physically, like you're gonna kick me.
She will drive all the way to Ohio
just to kick me.
Actually, I'm gonna flick a card right now and it's gonna fly.
I am so sorry. When so. Context, we were on the hotel together, and Maggie was like, I need a hotel room card, and I had one, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna gambit this motherfucker, and I thought it would just fall on the ground, because it literally will never ever hit anything, and the one time there was a woman there, it hit the woman.
The one time there was a woman there.
And it hit her right in the neck, and she just, didn't you fall like on the ground?
Collapsed.
And I was like, I just hit her in the fucking jugular.
I killed her.
I fucking killed this woman.
Killed her.
And Cody was just right there, like, what just happened? I was like, I killed
Cody
her.
Cody was turned around turned back around to me just on the ground.
Because I was in the different room.
Yeah, you were like a good, like, six feet away.
Like, yeah, I was like 6 to 10 feet away from you. I just, right into your fucking neck.
Landed hits women.
Yeah.
Landon hits women.
No, I didn't hit her.
We've all got our funny little quirks. Maggie's a woman. Landon hits women. I like to yell at women.
I didn't hit her. I physically assaulted her.
I did not hit her. I did not. That's bullshit. I did not. We gotta watch that movie sometime.
We do. Okay. We need to watch the one with the weird sexual assault guy.
James Franco.
Is he the sexual or is it young? I think we've talked about this.
We never looked up which one it was.
Was it the younger brother or older brother that did the funny little sexual? Or
was I think it's James. I think it's James.
Because it was just you and me talking about it. Because it was when we were drunk.
Oh yeah, because
Now You See Me.
Yeah, we were watching Now You See Me too, and then we're like, oh yeah, that's the sexual assault.
Well, it was like Dave Franco's in Now You See Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were on the wavelength of Franco, brother.
Right.
We were on the wavelength of sexual assault.
No, fucking Disaster Artist. Like, I don't. It just wasn't good. I did not like it.
Really?
I never watched it.
I went and watched it with a bunch of friends. Because like in high school, we watched The Room religiously. So we went and watched Disaster Artist, and then it was like we all kind of walked out of there agreeing that it was like this wasn't whoever the fucking wrote it. Disaster Artist. I can't think of his name right now. But it's like this wasn't his book. This was no. The other guy, Greg Sestero.
Greg!
But this wasn't, Greg Sestero's Disaster Artist. This was Tommy Wiseau's Room 2. Like, this is what Tommy Wiseau actually wanted the room to be.
Sorry, I was pretending to do Wemmy's cup thing. But I can't do it.
My friend Wemmy has fucked up little hands, and she's able to bend her fingers in so many different angles that should not be allowed legally.
Legally?
When she does that thing.
She plays Tea Party and she puts her pinky of the same finger between her fingers and sips it like a little straw.
Mm-hmm. Like a little Tea Party.
Boston! Oh, wait, no, this one doesn't say Boston.
No, this is Bruins.
Boston!
Boston!
Wait. Oh, I got my booty shorts on.
I got my Beantown mug.
What? Yeah! Whoa!
Oh, I also have my funny little multi-tool that says Boston on it. And then also says
Gregory.
Have y'all seen Wemmy's Keith knife, right?
Yeah.
The Keith chain.
The Keith chain. I called it that.
God, the fucking Keith keychain. Just what an adventure that was in the car.
The Keith chain.
The Keith chain.
And I swear to God, she almost cut me like 6 times. And what's funny too is that the Keith chain actually blinks.
Yeah.
It'll just go black and then it'll just Keith. Keith. So Trump got indicted. You see
he
that?
Did. Yeah.
The first ever president to actually go through felony charges.
Perp walk, perp walk, perp walk.
Trump is going to have the funniest perp walk, like guaranteed. He's just going to be like saying a bunch of shit.
He's going to be like gently leaning forward.
Yeah, it's going to be leaning forward. Like his hands are going to be handcuffed, but like, he's holding them out a little bit too far away from his body while he's hunched over.
Yeah. Like, you can tell that he's uncomfortable, but more uncomfortable than he should be.
Yeah.
But he's trying to act like he's not.
Does he do the chicken peck thing?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the...
That?
Where like, a lot of those older...
Older people will, like...
No, he doesn't do that.
No?
No.
Maybe he will, though.
He can't hold water glasses. He has to drink like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that man drink a glass of water, I'll be honest. Is it only with water, or is it just like...
It might only be with water, I don't know.
Like, they hand him a glass of water, he, like, double fists that. He gets a bottle of Gatorade, just, like, fucking downs it in one hand.
Man, what a timeline we live in.
What a timeline.
What a timeline.
What a timeline where we have AI-generated voices of all the presidents and Drake playing Minecraft together, and also Trump is getting indicted for crimes he committed, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I love
where... You're drinking a Twisted Tea?
No!
Did you get another one?
Another one?!
You just drank one the other night.
This is that same one.
Ew.
Gross.
No, it's like I just opened it. I bought two of them. I got the blueberry and then I got a raspberry.
Yeah, you drank the blueberry at the fucking hotel.
Yeah, this is the raspberry one.
Yeah, and you sent me a picture of you drinking that one the other night.
I never opened it.
Really impressive that you could drink it without opening it.
Thanks. Well, you took a picture of yourself drinking publicly, so I was like, here, I am drinking privately.
So you just lied to me?
I mean, are you, like, surprised? It's Landon.
It's Landon. No. I literally, my slogan is gaslighting is fun. Do you really think I'm...
Landon's the reason we have gaslighting is fun merch.
Gaslighting and lying are different.
Who told you that?
I'm kidding.
Can we get Jared back?
I'm kidding.
God.
No, that
I get with, kicked out after
without skipping
night.
A beat either, Landon and I immediately.
That fucker's dead. So,
dead.
Yeah, we can't go back. We committed to shooting.
We committed. He's gone.
Yeah. No, we're gone. Stuck. We're stuck with this woman.
We're stuck. Anyway, we're taking open auditions for our next cast
member. We're taking auditions for our next woman.
Oak. Oak, I think, could be a great woman.
He would be a wonderful woman.
He would be a great woman.
He's got a figure.
A figure. Those Christmas pajamas.
Fuck. Yeah, that drawn on hair.
Wait, yeah, let's just do an episode, but then we just Photoshop that picture of Oak.
You know, yeah, that'll be his VTuber. It'll just have his mouth move.
Yeah. like fucking like South Park Canadian movie. Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's a great idea. We should do that.
Just fucking do that.
Joel. Damn it! Oak says he's a sexy woman.
He is a sexy woman.
You are. You're a sexy Joel woman.
Who needs no man?
Stop saying that.
But it's true.
What, his name?
That's not his name.
What are you looking at?
Who? Me?
Maggie was looking at something way up there.
I have things up there.
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's right there.
What thing?
God, I've been in that room. I've hit my head on the fucking ceiling of that room.
Not over here, though.
Not over there? It was, like, over here?
Yeah, no. Cody hit his head over there.
Cody hit his head over here. He did. He almost fucking knocked himself out over there.
No wonder why he just openly said some words.
We don't need to talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
No. That was among...
It happened.
Maggie said some words, though. I know that.
I didn't.
It's okay, we can talk about it. I did not.
Stop! I'm bisexual. My feet can't be on the ground.
Enough.
Maggie, show me your hands.
Whoa.
I mean, what did you expect? You said show me your hands. I'm not just gonna
Jesus. And you don't do it soft, you're like
It's
Yeah, it's like look at the flick of the wrist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's where all the gay is stored in the flick of the wrist.
The gay is
that
stored in
and
the
then
hands.
The autism dinosaur hands.
We're the gay and autism are stored in the hands.
Wow. What was that little motion you just did, Trey?
No, it's okay.
That funny little motion
what
did you
just
do?
Did? I missed it. What did you do?
I went.
Oh, like he did the... a funny little thing. Yeah. No, you had more enthusiasm the first
no,
time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Roll it back.
No, roll it back.
Roll it back. So, yes, we have a woman now. Do we need a license?
Not since, like, the 60s. Maybe even earlier, I don't know.
What the fuck were you doing in the 60s? What the fuck was Spencer
That's between me and you, okay?
What the fuck was I doing in the 60s?
How could you forget?
Your parents were really alive.
My dad was born in 68.
Dad was born in 72.
My dad was born in 62.
Cool!
He also kicked me out of his chair.
He did.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
That's how he remembers you.
I'm still
Trey's
just
a funny guy.
Yeah,
we didn't get out of my chair, guy.
I said a total of like 3 things to your dad. Why am I the funny guy?
I think you said like a dad joke.
He's my special dad.
We were talking about the bath reference.
I did keep making jokes about the bath conference because your mom thought it was a conference.
I thought it said bath reference.
The bath reference.
Yeah, the bath reference.
Yeah, you did also, Trey, immediately walk into my house and make fun of me in front of my mother.
I did. Your mom did not appreciate that.
You did what?
I had to lie and say you were a good friend.
I missed that. What did you say to it? What?
Literally, Maggie made some comment and I was like, just like, fucking like, ribbing her. And I was like, just like, well, yeah, why would you? And then immediately her mom was like, what do you have to say about my daughter? I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's what that was. Okay, fuck. Because that's right when I walked in. She was like, what did you have to say about Matt? And then you're like, she is one of my best friends, and I appreciate it. So,
I had to lie.
I was like, what the fuck did I miss?
Yeah,
that's okay, because the second time I walked into that house, I didn't, and I smacked my fucking face into the ground.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, because
I feel so bad.
We were grabbing all of our like cosplay gear.
Yeah,
and I was opening up the gate, and I just heard. I was like, "What the fuck was that?" And all I see is Trey just right in front of your door with his phone, his wallet. I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "What are you doing, Trey?" And he was like, "I'm like, oh shit, this is actually not good."
Did anybody ever say to you that that's 100% on camera?
Let's go.
Please
find that.
Please find that footage.
It. Oh my god. That didn't even occur to me that that would have been on fucking camera. That's great.
100% just on camera.
See, I knew.
I think my dad didn't say anything or pull it up because he felt bad for you. But 100%, if that was me that fell, he would have pulled it up.
Yeah.
See, I knew it was on camera because you mentioned that that part was recorded. But I didn't want to be the shitty friend, be like, "Hey, can you sorry that?"
No, because it's definitely just gonna be me, like looking like very fucking resting bitch face, carrying a bunch of fucking Jedi shit, and then just fall over, no shitting warning, it's just
right on,
like probably very comedically, just and there I go,
like timber.
God. Yeah, that also did not fucking help because I was still just sore from that the entire weekend.
Yeah, that was Friday morning.
Yeah, that was the morning we were leaving to go to PAX.
What day was Friday? The 25th?
24th. Was it 20? I thought we left on the 23rd.
It was 24th.
Yes. Oh, I know my dates.
Friday was the 24th?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was around.
That was after we ate.
It's like,
so that would have been.
Betsy left.
Yeah, so it would have been probably around 11 o'clock or so.
We're gone.
Probably even after that, because we didn't get into Boston until like 3. So.
Well, we started. Like 12. We like left the diner about like 11 ish.
Oh, okay.
That's me walking. There's Cody at the gate. person detected at the gate.
Cody.
There he is.
There he is. There goes our Ohio lumberjack.
God, we should, since we're moving in together now, we should absolutely get fucking Ring cameras for the house. We can just watch all the dumbass shit our fucking neighbors will be doing.
We should just turn the Ring cameras inside so we can just watch what the fuck we're doing.
Well, yeah, we can have Ring cams, and then we can have Nest cams, and just 24-hour Big Brother house.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Free content. Did you find it?
I think she found it.
The moment right after you fall. Hang on.
It's just me laying on the ground. Yeah.
Wait, let me see if I can download it. Why is that at such a weird angle? Oh, this may take a minute. Usually it's pretty good about catching the minute, like, before something mm-hmm. happens, but this is just Landon on the patio.
It was a while after I fell then, because Landon took a while to get up to me.
Oh, so you're on the ground a lot longer.
I was probably on the ground for, like, maybe, like, a minute.
Really?
I hurt. My knee, like, got fucked up. I did not like want to fucking stand up.
I was thinking like 10 seconds.
No, I was probably laying there a bit, because then I heard you start coming up, and like, it was hurting, and then I just started laughing, because I'm like, I look like a fucking idiot right now.
Yeah, well, I might have been laughing, because I just heard you go, huh.
It was definitely groaning in pain, and then mixed with laughing. It was like, I just... Picturing that from your view of you walking up and just seeing me sprawled out.
The way you're when you're walking up, it's kind of on a decline.
Yeah.
Then it's an incline. So all I saw with like eye level was just your face in between, like they're like, because they have that like patio table. You're literally just right on the fucking ground. I'm like, what the? I was like, what the fuck are you doing? This is not the time to relax. And then you made a sound, and I was like, oh, shit. So that's why I was like...
I just love too that, like, people inside were like, yeah, we heard something, but we didn't come out and look. They would have opened...
We live in the middle of the woods.
No, I know. But it's just like, they would have opened that door, and it's just still me, just fucking...
They would have opened the door and hit you right in the fucking head.
They would have opened the door and stepped on me.
I'm sending it to the idiosyncrasies chat.
Okay.
It was halfway done. Because I know that it will not come up well with me holding it up to the camera. Come on, send. But yeah, it's the moment that Landon goes, oh shit, he's on the ground.
God, that's so fucking funny. I'm like, this is just on point for our group.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that not a single... drink was spilled. I was really surprised by that not a single drink was spilled.
What do you mean?
Like in the hotel or anywhere? Like
in the hotel or if we ate
I
out or
over a drink.
Okay, there it is.
Oh no, we definitely definitely spilled drinks. Wemmy dumped my fucking drink on me. You dumped like water on the floor. There were so many drinks spilled. What are you talking about?
There were so many.
I didn't I was drunk.
I just clicked play because there was no thumbnail. It literally is just.
I didn't realize it was a step down.
God, yeah. It's not even a huge step down. It is a very pathetic step down that I just missed.
It's a pretty big step down.
That's fair. I just like looking at it, it doesn't look at it, but yeah. I don't.
Buddy.
God, I really was just like maybe like one of your French girls laying there, yeah. Huh?
And I don't know if you noticed too. I went into full dad mode because I was like, I don't want him to fall again. So you started leaning yourself on the chair. I grabbed the other end, or like I pushed your weight on the other end of the chair to make sure you don't eat shit again, because I'm like, this would really suck for Trey's weekend.
Yeah, you immediately set your shit down, walk over to me. Yeah. Like, start offering to help me up.
You good?
Okay. You just start picking my shit up for me, dude.
I saw you laying over here.
Tray and you sit down on the chair and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
It's with so your Chanel though. Boots.
God, I'm so mad. Those got fucking left at the hotel. I just completely forgot about it.
Yeah,
I meant to ask you too. They're like under the table.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I was like, we were.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, we were like halfway home when I even realized. I was like, oh well.
Turn around.
Turn around. Well, because then I thought too. I was like,
at least they're too big, aren't they?
They were too big anyway.
So like, it's not a complete loss.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, because like I thought, and I was like, well, Maggie's still in Boston. She's gonna head home. Like, maybe could call the hotel room, see if they like found one. Maybe she could go pick them up. But it's like
that means they really got a $40 tip in a pair of Chanel boots. So let's say next year when we go to PAX and we go to that same hotel,
leave nothing.
We go in there and we see like the valet driver wearing a pair of
wearing those fucking boots. He was a small guy. They fit less on him.
He would look.
He'd
so
be
goofy.
Swimming in those fucking shoes.
I found the video where Trey falls.
Yes, let's go.
I was like, oh, this one's actually really long, and I scrubbed through and it's just all of us walking down the floor.
I was like, yeah, you guys had gotten quite a bit ahead of me. I was like the last one.
Yeah,
in.
Let me cut it down so that way it's not 2 minutes long and takes 20 minutes to send.
Oh man.
Oh
god. Friday was interesting, or Thursday was interesting, because I took NyQuil. I was coughing my fucking lungs up by the time we got into Connecticut. Yeah, so I just took NyQuil to, like, I was like, it's already late. I know we're probably going to go to sleep soon. No one did go to sleep soon. I went to sleep soon. We were downstairs playing.
Like, dad style.
Yeah. Like, all I needed was, like, a fucking hat to just drape over my face. But I woke up periodically. At one point, woke up to Jerma playing. I was like, yeah, that checks out. That's normal. Fell back asleep at some point. Woke up. Everyone in there. There's five other fucking people in this room surrounding me. All holding up nothing. They're all just making, like, pretending
Wemmy
to hold up cards.
Wemmy did have something in her hand.
Wemmy did have something. Wemmy had something in her hand, but everyone else was just mimicking
it. I think it was like, yeah.
Yeah. And then fucking everyone, all five other people is this your card? Is this your card? I panicked. I went into fucking fight or flight and then just sat there.
your eyes were just.
It's like, what's happening? What is happening? What's happening?
What?
What the fuck?
Is what my card?
Is that my card?
Yeah, because I just see you just go. Like, I think you still had like a bottom, like you had a little bit of sleep paralysis left. So you're like, what?
What the fuck?
What?
God. Being in Connecticut was an absolute fucking fever dream for me.
But you got to have good food.
Oh my god, that was
a great ass diner.
And the drive there, fitting everyone into that Florida Escape 2014, and just seeing like five people behind me was legit. Like, is this what being a dad is like? It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, man.
Yeah, literally was sitting on Wemmy's lap, like leaning in the middle of the front.
Yeah, and I just looked back there.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah, and I was trying to look in the rear view, and I just saw Maggie go. So you turn left. God, that was so fucking fun. I am already excited for next year.
I want you guys to come back so badly.
God, that was so fucking fun.
It's so fun.
Definitely next time we do it again, we're getting more hotel rooms. Because I'm not fucking sleeping on the floor on an air mattress again.
Yeah.
I mean, If you guys had done better, you totally could have fit more people on that bed.
We could, but Landon kept getting drunk half the night, so we had no idea when he was going to come to that bed.
Yeah, the first time, I literally I literally took, because I was just so drunk, if I got up, I would have thrown up.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I was so fucked up. And then, but what was funny, though, is I still occupied that bed with my stuff to make sure Bath, so just in case, if I decided to, Bath wasn't going to fucking take it.
Yeah.
So I propped my headphones right where the pillow would be, and then, like, my iPad. So, like, if anyone fucking touches them, I would have a flip out. Be like, that's my fucking side. And then the second night in the hotel, I was like, yeah, I need to go to bed because sleeping on the fucking floor sucks. And yeah. I was just like, that didn't take my fucking side. Let's go. Yes. weirdly enough, the door in the wall had really good soundproof. I didn't hear you guys at all. But then when I opened up the door, I mean,
yeah, that was me.
No, it was you and Cody, both of you.
Cody, yeah.
So thank God I brought headphones, because if I would have literally went right back out and just ran on the fucking floor again. Because I don't snore. Hardly, I know. I don't think I did.
High five. No snoring.
I've caught myself now snoring so much. Just like, even like, I took a nap fucking today on my lunch, and I just woke up to. I was like, fuck! Why do I snore? Where did this come from?
And what's funny too is that both you and Cody have very distinct snores. Yeah. So I was just like, I'm trying to listen to like relaxing music to sleep to, and I'm just hearing. Both my oh it didn't go through okay
no.
let me
I saw you go
while I'm also listening to like lo-fi shit to make me sleep. So it was
okay, like, but was Cody the one that sounded more like a fucking pig farm, or was Cody the more sustained one?
He was the pig farm. You had more like prolongs.
Okay.
And he would... Yeah. Again, I know that was not coming through.
We should check in on Cody, make sure he's breathing okay when he's
sleeping. I'm gonna get him
a fucking nose strips. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he's a man.
Love Cody.
I don't want Trey to see himself fall.
Wait, did you send it?
I'm trying to send it. It is literally just sitting there trying to send. It has done nothing. But yeah, it seems like most of the people in our hotel room snored.
Yeah.
50%.
50%, yeah.
Whammy,
Trey, Cody, and me. Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Bath was like, yeah.
I just imagine Balth just plank in bed, just like arms down at his side.
Like he slept like a sardine.
That's how Wemmy and I slept the first night.
I just will
not
never
rather like, than laying long, we laid sideways.
Like a can of sardines.
And I was right up against Wemmy when I had the rest of the bed. There was definitely like enough room for two more people at the end of the bed with how close I was to Wemmy.
That's funny.
I was like, I just remember, like, I'll never get the fucking image of Balth waking up and sitting up in bed, leaning over the bed to look at me on the floor. And it's just a shadow of him, the fucking silhouette of him.
I like to think too.
That is my sleep paralysis demon.
The image I can see is just him on the subway train.
That's pretty much what it was, but it's just a silhouette. God.
I just remember Maggie sending me that photo and just feeling just fear throughout my entire body. Yeah. I'm like, I know Balth is with us, but he's following. He's not part of the group. He's following us. He's a threat.
He really was just there to sell us drugs.
Yep.
Hatsune Miku was going to sell us drugs.
Oh, and last thing, Maggie and Wemmy got eloped. Congratulations.
They did.
Yes, woo! We did. We got married under a
gazebo.
I almost said a gondola.
We got married under a gondola.
Yep.
It was a very wet wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I love that Billy Idol song.
It's a nice day for a wet wedding.
Wet wedding. Yeah, I took pictures, a bunch of funny little gay pictures for them.
Very gay, very funny.
Belt was not having it.
Belt just wanted to get back to the hotel that night.
Can we just do this tomorrow?
I'm very happy that he ended up staying. I think that he enjoyed the rest of the
day. No, it was good. It was just that everyone was tired from the
wedding. We were all so tired.
Yeah, I think PAX ended up being very disappointing as well.
Yeah.
Strictly because we didn't realize what time that the expo closed.
Which is fucking bullshit. That's
yeah, that, like
5 o'clock is so early. Like, which, at the very least, like, start it later. Like, start the expo.
Like, I get it. We were late. At 7. Yeah, we were late. That's on us, but 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Are you?
That's
yeah.
so early.
That's
literally
like, most people are getting off work at that point.
Especially for like an all day fucking.
An all day
fucking Friday.
All day fucking.
They had an all day fucking there. We missed it. Damn.
Yeah, that closed with the expos.
I could have came.
But no, going back, it was really really cool, and I think we all would have enjoyed it if we had actually had time to stay, because like. There were so many just like game demos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was card games, board games, video games. Like it was really fucking
video games. Yeah. So next year we're definitely gonna plan that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like I like what Cody said and just get the whole weekend badges. And then just we don't have to feel pressured to go on any one day. We can go one day, go sightseeing, go another day, go sightseeing. We don't have to cram it all.
Yeah. Where you definitely need more than a day if you're going with multiple people and actually want to see like the stuff that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Learning experience.
Yeah. Where like I'm also not used to cons that are that big.
Yeah, I was gonna say because like Matsuri Con, we didn't even do anything. We just walked around.
That was literally walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that.
It was fun. I enjoy it. I got fucking called Obi-Wan Kenobi again. Motherfucking pieces of shit.
You just gotta accept it at this point and get new pants. Like, you gotta go white pants, go the full
Obi-Wan.
You get new pants. You get new boots.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get
goofing.
I'm just gonna get new
pants. Yeah, you just gotta get white pants. Just commit to being Obi-Wan.
And then once I do it, they'll be like, oh, are you Qui-Gon?
No, they'll start calling you Luke.
They're going to call me Harry Potter.
I got to get a picture with somebody, though. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I just
right away.
I just sat there with my lightsaber, like.
Standing off to the side.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Jedi, too. All right. I think it's a good time to wrap it up, gamers.
It's a good time to wrap it up, yeah. Any closing remarks from anybody?
I shit myself.
Eat shit, get fit.
Eat the shit that's in Landon's pants.
Who was that directed to?
You can do that, Trey. Have fun.
Anyway, go check out carcrashstore.com for all of our merch.
Yeah, let's not talk about that ever again. All right,
and cool. Be sure to check out the podcast on Spotify if you're an audio listener. And we'll see you guys next week.
Ooh, see you next week.